Did you ever lie to your doctor? You know, it's a weird thing when you say you like lie to your doctor, because ultimately their job is to keep you safe and healthy. And when like you say, hear yourself saying those things, you're like, who am I fooling here? Is this a, I don't know.
Are you lying to your doctor currently right now? Because here's the thing for me, Anna, I lied to all my doctors to some degree, one way or the other, about, you know, what my intentions were or the likelihood of me changing habits or whatever, right up until about, I don't know, 3-4 years ago. And now I tell all my doctors the truth. And you know what I've found? I'm getting a lot worse response, a lot worse answers from my doctors. Like, some of them, you know, they've downright scolded me. Other ones, I think they've given up. I see it in their face where it's just like, they're like, well, this guy's not going to make it.
Right.
That's a sad thing.
Let him go. Just let him die.
Maybe I should be lying again, or at least a little bit. Find the middle ground.
Oh, gosh. It started, one of my doctors, she doesn't weigh you anymore. She just asks you what you weigh. And I was like, first time she did it, I didn't realize that's what she was doing. She's like, oh, how much do you weigh? The nurse actually asked, not the doctor. So I immediately shaved 5 pounds off because that's what I do.
Of course. I mean, in your head, that's what you think you weigh anyways.
I mean, if you want to take off my clothes and everything I ate for lunch and like, you know.
Right.
Your morning skinny is very different than mid-afternoon after you've had a sandwich.
I mean, the first time it seems respectful, right? It's nice, right?
But then she prescribed me medication and I was thinking about it and I was like, I don't know. Like, you probably did that based on how much I weigh. And now I know I fib. Now, I let that go because I figure 5 pounds, what's that going to hurt, right?
Okay, right.
But then I had a colonoscopy yesterday. And one of the things it said is that you're not supposed to take aspirin or, like, any medications like that 5 days before.
Yeah.
And I forgot. And I didn't realize it. And I was like, wait a minute. On Saturday night, like when they asked me on the spot, I definitely took some Advil before bed.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, am I going to die?
Yeah.
But then I was like, I also don't want to have to come back and do this again.
Scheduling is really difficult. The prep is not fun when you're getting a colonoscopy.
So I just rolled those dice.
Right.
And good news, I survived.
Yeah, you're here.
Yeah. But it felt weird lying to my doctor about it.
Well, I mean, would you have lied? If you took a bunch of Aleve the night before, would you have still have lied?
No, I think it was like far enough in advance.
Right.
I'm like, all right, well, like Saturday, like that's 4 days. Like, yeah, close enough, right? It's all right.
You talked to your inner doctor.
Yes.
Right? Anna with a lab coat in your brain. And Anna with a lab coat decided that this was a marginal risk. It was small. It was something that you could probably survive.
I'm not a doctor, but I thought about being a doctor at one point when I was in college, and I quickly dismissed it. But there was a time where I read like a couple articles online on how to be a doctor. So I figured, sure.
I was talking about this with a friend this past week, and they were so amazed that I tell my doctors everything. And then I told them about my last appointment with my cardiologist. When this normally joyful, freewheeling, fun type doctor that I have sat me down and literally grabbed me by my face and was like, it's time for you to make some choices.
Okay.
And then sent me for a test. But she was like, definitely re-up your life insurance before you take this test.
That seems like not a good conversation you want to have. You should definitely tell her the truth.
It's a real conversation I had.
Tax season is here, and if you're anything like us, you're waiting to the last minute to get everything done. I ran into CPA Fred Carindian from Krauss Whiting. Fred was attending an event that I was hosting, and he took the microphone out of my hand and he started doing his own auctioneer. He was telling people that everything was closing in 10 minutes when there was still an hour left of the silent auction.
Well, there was no one bidding. I had to do that.
Fred, you were getting ready for the after party. He's like, here we go.
All right, Fred, when tax season is here, everybody gets nervous, especially me, because I'm one of those people that always has to pay every single year without fail. So what are some tips that people should know as they're getting their taxes prepared?
Well, one thing is, depending on what level you're at, obviously, if you're just a W-2 employee and you only have a W-2 and it's a fairly simple process. You do your federal return, you do your state return. Some tax savings for someone at that level would really be if you have like a 401k, especially if you have a company match.
So I have a question about that, Fred. What if your company has a very poor 401k match program? Where is it still worth it for you to take your money and put it in there even if you're not getting the return from your company?
So if they don't give you any sort of match, you know, you still have your money invested, and obviously it's tax deferred, so you're getting the tax deduction. You want to do it no matter what.
Okay.
So let's say, Fred, that you're kind of next level, right? You know, if you've got a small business or a side gig or something like that.
Most importantly is keeping your records straight. The deductions, if you're using your car for a business expense or any other types of expenses, you want to keep records of that and give that to your accountant or if you're doing it yourself.
All right, Fred, I have some questions I have for you about, can I write this off?
And perfect.
You're just going to tell me, can I do it or can I not? Okay, ready?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's it.
Nothing? Yeah. Oh, good.
Write it all off. Right.
Yeah. My dog is a diva. She's a rescue diva. And her food, she only eats the good stuff. I have to buy her the wet and the dry that she likes. And it's expensive. Can I write off all my pet care expenses for her bougie food?
Sadly enough, you couldn't write off her pet care expenses for her non-bougie food. Oh. So, no.
It's the saddest thing. I've been trying to give my dogs a job forever. And, you know, for whatever reason, the government frowns upon it.
Fred.
Yes.
My company will not pay for my gas. How about commuting expenses? Can you write it off?
Actually, no. If you're a W-2 employee, you can't deduct any expenses,
that's
sadly enough.
Really sad. How about the fact that, you know how, like, remember during COVID when everybody started working from home? Well, I take Zoom sitting at my dining room table. Can I, like, deduct my dining room table or, like, you know, the air conditioning in that room or the heat in that room?
If you were the instructor, you could do, like, your internet and stuff.
Like I said, if you are a freelancer or you're doing a gig, and you're what's called a Schedule C filer, then you can deduct various expenses.
Fred, True or false question here. The main reason for owning a business, if you're a small business owner in America, is to show a loss. True or false?
False.
Oh, come on.
Well, from a tax accountant, you want to show a loss. It's a good thing. But if you're going to have a business that's generating losses, then it's not a good thing, right?
Let's say you have to be videoed and filmed and on TV. And what about your Botox and your hair?
Absolutely. Botox, if it's going to help your business, sure, go for it.
Oh, it helps the business. It sure does.
So many ways. Yeah.
Fred Carindian, he's a CPA. Good luck during tax season. Is this your craziest time of year?
Absolutely.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 If you drive with your high beams on all the time, that's all I need to know about you. I feel like this has come up many times in the past, but driving into work today, it's like they wanted to blind me and to run me off the road. And I wanted to like say something, but you can't because you're driving in a car, you know?
It's a funny thing. Every time you encounter somebody that's doing that, you take it personal.
Right.
Where they may just not be able to see. Right? I mean, that's a thing. Or they might not be aware that the high beams are even on. Right? Yeah. When they're so old that they're not catching that light that's on their dashboard or whatever. I've got the auto ones, and I know you do too.
Yes.
So we get kind of spoiled, right?
Yeah.
You figure, like, you're almost superior.
I have come up with an idea. It's what I call the you're offending me light.
Okay.
So I think this would cut down a lot on basic road rage that people have. So it's like an orange light that goes over the driver on top of the car.
Right.
So anytime somebody does something stupid while you're driving, you don't want to offend them, like by giving them the finger or doing something that would cause a problem, right? You just flip on that light.
You turn on your orange light.
You turn on the orange light. So the person could say, what am I doing right now that's making me drive like an idiot?
You think that's what it would be? You think that orange light would come on in somebody else's car, and then the other driver, the opposing driver, would be self-reflective and,
yes,
you know, think about what it is that they could be doing better?
If I was driving and somebody turned on the light for me, I'd be like, oh my gosh, yes, I am an idiot for driving with my high beams on.
I think you're out of your mind.
Okay.
If you're a grown adult and you have a full-size Batman logo covering the entire rear windshield of your Chevy SUV, that's all I need to know about you. I'm driving in today. Listen, I had a neighbor. He had a beautiful black Cadillac. I mean, it was all blacked out, the lights, everything. And he had a Batman license plate on it. And I thought that was weird. And that was when Batman came out like yesterday. This is a regular person. The windows aren't even tinted. It's not even a cool looking car. And the logo was 5 feet wide. Like, I get it. You like Batman. Keep it to yourself, bro.
What if that's actually Batman? Did you ever even?
That's Batman.
Did you ever think of that?
Nobody's afraid if that's Batman. That's what? All. The car didn't even look scary or cool or nothing.
And now we got something against Impalas. Is that happening? All right, it's your turn.
It was like a Traverse.
What's driving you crazy right now? 1-800-330-9999.
I don't imagine Batman driving a crossover.
Fred, that's all I need to know about you.
Guys that wear flip-flops, that's all I need to know about you. It's so gross.
It was hot, man. What are you going to do? Can't wear sneakers. You can't be the sneaker guy on the beach.
What do you think about guys in Crocs?
Oh, God. That I don't like. And I, I'm going to say that I'm going to get in trouble right now. My brother-in-law wears Crocs. I've caught him from time to time.
You've caught him. You've arrested him.
This is going to be so bad at the next dinner. But he will wear them from time to time. And I just cannot even look at them. I have to look at his face the entire time and act like it's not happening on his feet.
Do you think slides and flip-flops are two different things?
I do, but I don't get the slides because they never stay on my feet. So I've never enjoyed those, but, you know, some people love them. They do love them. And what's with all them little bumps on the bottom? Like, that's not comfortable to me.
The Adidas thing. I don't know. I never found that, feeling good either. But
no.
It was a thing for a long time. Still is.
Yeah, I don't know why.
All right, your turn. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Monday is eclipse day. Prepare yourself!
I mean, it's like people are really ramping up over the last few days all of a sudden. I saw they're letting schools out early. They're talking about kids' eyes. Everybody is freaked out all over the place.
I've gotten some emails about
the children's
eyes.
I hear there's going to be a TikTok problem here. I don't know.
Who knows what's going to happen on Monday? But here's what we do, Neo, know that if you haven't gotten your glasses yet, the viewers, you're probably too late. So if you want to make one at home, we found this nifty way to do it. Here's what you'll need, according to the lady on the internet.
Here's what you'll need. A cardboard box. Any type of shoebox will do. A piece of white paper. A pin or a needle. A piece of tinfoil. An X-Acto knife. And some tape.
That's all we need to protect our eyes from the sun?
It's no big deal. The sun.
Producer Sean is right here, and he is constructing this apparatus right now. We have all the things. Step one.
Let's get started. First, we're going to cut a small hole in the box, about 1 inch across near the top.
All right. Sean has cut a hole in this Amazon box.
I want you to understand how much agony Anna went through researching this build right now. I want you to understand. It's been difficult for you, but here we are, step by step. We're doing it together, Anna.
It's our job to protect people's eyes.
Next, we are going to cover that hole with a piece of tinfoil.
Cover the hole with tinfoil.
Of course, that's all we need. I mean, it's basically what most spaceships are made out of anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Then we are going to poke a hole in the tinfoil, right in the middle. So the pinhole is going to be your aperture. That's how the image of the sun is going to project on the inside of the box.
We learned what the word aperture means. Actually, it's no, I have no idea.
I was going to say, I still don't know what that means.
No.
I'm not sure what it means, but somehow we're going to...
That look, noise is killing me, Sean.
Look
well,
through
I
that.
I don't have anything but these scissors.
Sorry.
It's the best I could do.
I did not have an X-Acto knife on me. I apologize.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize that was my kryptonite. That noise.
Hold on.
It's driving me. Get it away from the mic. Stop.
Nice, huh?
All right, what's next?
Nice.
So now we're going to tape a piece of paper to the inside, and that's going to be your projection screen. And we're taping it right across from the hole you just made.
I just have a feeling that this box that's covered with a piece of tinfoil and white paper isn't going to protect your eyes. I can't hear the noise.
You're going to know the families where the parents really don't care about their children when you see the kids out front with a shoebox in the front yard.
Now, the last thing you're going to need to do is cut a viewing hole. And you're going to do that on the side of the box that's adjacent to the screen and a little bit closer to your aperture. And you want your hole to be about an inch in diameter.
You mean to tell me that this box that has a piece of tinfoil taped to one side of a hole with a piece of white paper inside, that's going to protect your eyes from the sun?
When's the last time you saw astronauts launch? Have you noticed they're all carrying their own shoeboxes?
Oh, God. All right, Sean, Raven, why don't you go flash him in his eyes and see if he's going to go blind and let's see if this thing works. Let's do it quickly.
That.
Let's do
all
it
right,
quickly. All right.
Sean, hold that thing up to your face.
Yeah,
this
hold
won't hurt
your
at
eye.
All.
We're going to put this video up on our Instagram at Anna and Raven so you can see what this shoebox looks like to protect your eyes. All right, flash him in the eye.
All right.
See if he goes blind.
How come it's the one time my phone doesn't want to work? Here.
All right.
Here we go. Here we go.
Get your face up there. Can you see me?
Can you see the light?
Can you see me?
Can you see the sun? Can you see the solar eclipse?
Can you see it?
I can't see a thing.
Perfect. Your eyes are protected.
That's... Oh, wait. Do it again. Do it again. Holy crap, that actually works a little bit.
He said, holy crap, that actually works a little bit.
Yeah. Are you moving the phone around?
I mean, I was, yes.
Yeah, then you can see it a little bit.
All right.
That's what the astronauts
use. We did it.
I mean, you can see a little teeny bit, but you can see something.
All right, nobody should do this. Nobody should do this at home. Get excited. The number one fashion trend for spring 2024, it's back. Fringe.
Oh, I thought this was kind of happening last year on the leather jackets and whatnot, right? Like,
yeah.
I saw it, right? The fringe. I thought it was going to be worse, to tell you the truth.
Raven, producer John, there's few things I despise more than fringe. I could never get into fringe. Mm. And I started noticing it. Thank you to Margot Robbie and Barbie, because she had a jacket that she wore with fringe. And I was like, uh-oh, here we go. And
Margot Robbie, of course, close personal friend of Anna's.
Yeah.
So,
and then you have a Beyonce country record going on right now. Like, it's fringe time. It's time to do the fringe thing.
Fringe is when there's, like, little extra, like, fabric hanging off the end of the thing.
I think it's the longer one, right?
Longer. It's about, like, 2 to 3 inches. And it's, like, extra fabric cut into small strips in places that you don't need it. Like across your chest, on a jacket, on your skirt, like as excess fabric.
You know what? I mean, you could argue with people that you need fringe everywhere. If you're a fringe lover, all right? Them cowboys, them cowgirls,
it's
leather jackets.
I could never get into fringe. Couldn't do it.
No?
Sometimes people get crazy and fringe is like 20 inches long.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like when they get into it, when they really get into it, forget it.
Trying to think, like, what was the worst fashion trend that you were so proudly a part of? Raven, I know you had a few bad ones.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so the big thing was, you know, a lot of people call them MC Hammer pants, but they were called arcade pants, right? Like the workout pants.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just huge cotton pants, billowy pants with these terrible patterns on them. And for whatever reason, I remember there was a time where there was a pink leopard line of them. And I had that.
Yeah.
I had that.
Was it shiny?
No, it was not shiny. But, I mean, I got to tell you, like, it took a lot of, I mean, I was a bold young man to be wearing that, right? I'm not sure if I would be brave enough to wear that out right now.
Okay.
I wish I still had it somewhere in a box.
I mean, I wish I could beat pink leopard pants.
It's the same thing with the pajama pants where everybody's wearing a pajama pants right now.
No, you were really into
Except they were pink leopard.
No, they're Brett the Hitman Hart.
Yeah.
He brought them.
100%.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
Flying elbow right here.
100%. John, I feel like you're the kind of guy that wore things that were ridiculous.
I mean, I was that early 2000s skater kid. That's what I was. I sagged pants that had no business being sagged.
Right.
All. I always had the really puffy skater shoes, like the DCs, like Vans, but before Vans became fashionable and cool and stuff like that. And the trucker hat, too.
Oh.
Always the trucker hat.
Yeah.
Have you ever driven a truck before?
No. Nor shall I.
He was Rob Dyrdek or whatever, what his name is. Riding around like him, right.
A lot of that.
I remember, I was young in the 80s, but like I was born in the
80s. Yeah, we were all.
Young in the 80s. My mom used to put me in the pants with the stirrups on the bottom.
Oh, nice.
Why did our pants have to have elastics to secure our place? Where did we think our pants were going?
Wait a minute.
That we had stirrups underneath our feet.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You picking something that your mom made you wear feels like a cop out here, okay? Me and Raven actually said
we
stuff
made a
that
choice.
We chose.
On that note,
we told our parents to drive us to the store to get these things.
Right.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I wore a lot of leopard as well.
Thank you.
And that was during my college years. If there was an animal print and Forever 21 sold it, I wore it. Fringe. That's what they're saying is going to be the biggest fashion trend this spring. Oh, gosh, I can't stand fringe.
I remember this from all the concerts back in the day when I was going. The girls would have the coats. Oh, yeah.
The skirts.
I like it.
With the fringe.
Welcome back.
Oh, I'm not into it at all. But I think we all had like some kind of fashion trend that we are proudly part of. And we look back on it and we're like, why did we do that? Producer Sean, you seem like the kind of guy that got into weird stuff.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed to say, but I was in my middle school and like very early high school. I was into the whole goth phase, so I would shop at Hot Topic. I would get the big pants with the chains and all of mine.
Oh, the chain wallet.
We should also make note that Sean is wearing a beanie.
I would wear like t-shirts with death metal bands no one's ever heard of from Sweden, you know?
Right. Wait, no eye makeup, right? No eye makeup?
Oh, no, I wasn't doing the makeup or anything like that.
All right.
I bet you Raven wore eyeliner at one point.
Never.
Never?
Never in my life.
Our boss wore eyeliner.
I know.
It's so weird.
It's disturbing to me, right? Smoky around the eyes.
What's the fashion trend that you wore that you look back on and you regret? Nicole?
I wore something that was made out of parachute material. It was top and a bottom. And
oh, yeah.
It was just horrible.
Yeah. Parachute pants. I had the Puma suits, the full Puma suits. You remember those, Anna? Matching top and bottom?
Yeah, I saw a meme posted the other day. It was a whole family wearing windbreakers.
Nice.
And said windbreakers were the Stanley Cups of our time. We had a band together to break that wind. That's what we did.
Wind's still here, by the way. The wind won.
David, what was the fashion trend that was awful, but you were proudly a member of it?
I mean, it was just really weird. I would we would put rubber bands on our ankles for our jeans. I don't really know exactly why.
I forgot about that.
That's the before the cuff.
Yeah.
But why did we do that? Yeah. I remember, but I don't remember why. Do you remember why we did it?
I don't know. I thought it was cool, though.
Right.
I just
Why do we do half the dumb stuff we do, right? We do it because we thought it was cool at the time. There wasn't enough peg leg jean options back then, Anna. There was no slim fit, right?
Right. I think that's what it was, yeah.
Why couldn't we just cuff our jeans? Well, I don't know what's worse, using the rubber band. Or do you remember when women, we used to cuff our jeans, but we would cuff them like 12 inches? The cuff would be like a 12 inches big.
Like a leg warmer.
Yes, almost. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like we couldn't afford to have the hems reattached and shortened, so we just cuffed them up to our mid-calves.
I think the rubber band thing, again, was a precursor. It was before we figured out we needed a longer inseam.
Oh. Hannah, worst fashion trend that you were proudly a part of?
I did blue lipstick to any school dance ever. Blue lipstick. What was that about? What was happening?
I used to have black lipstick.
Oh, I never liked that.
Me neither.
No.
But I guess I did it. I mean, I did it. I wore it forever.
You know what I didn't like also was the super dark lip liner, right? Like you've got lips, whatever color, but the super dark lip liner, don't love that.
Sometimes you would just, there was a period where it was in to just outline your lips and there would be nothing on the inside. We would just wear lip liner. And now I look back and I look at pictures and this was like in college and I'm like,
what?
Huh?
Right?
Yes.
Louis, fashion trend you can't believe you were a part of, but you were.
Oh, man. Plaid. I used to wear plaid shorts, plaid shirts, plaid. I double down on the plaid.
That's a big one because there are people that wear a lot of plaid. And when I see them, if it's like a flannel shirt, you're like, all right, you know, a little grungy or whatever, but they're putting it on other stuff. I'm like, are they Scottish? I mean, I'm just assuming things.
Who invented plaid?
I don't know, but somebody over there. It wasn't invented here, I promise you that.
Over there, you mean like in England?
No, I just mean that
like
way.
That way?
Right, England, Ireland, Scotland, anywhere over there.
Yeah.
Not here.
No. I want you to know that never in my life have I ever been so excited for something that we're about to do.
Yeah, because it's all, you know. My health at risk here. My pain, basically.
Quickly, if you've missed it, we ordered 3 items on Temu because we thought it was too good to be true. All these things were too cheap. It took 15 days to come from China. We thought it got lost on a container ship. It finally showed up. First 2 things we used were actually pretty good. Today.
They worked great.
Yeah. We have a belt abdominal patch. This is supposed to make you get an 8-pack. For men. Okay?
I mean, it's the craziest. Like, everybody has seen one of those zapper things before for your abs before. Like, one of those stimulating belts or whatever. This thing's crazy. It looks like the front of, like, Voltron. All right, and it comes with armbands.
Here's my favorite part, is that when I went to go pull it up on Temu to get all the information, it has been discontinued.
Great. I mean, we ordered it, like, 3 weeks ago.
It's true.
And now it's already outlawed.
It's discontinued, but I have the instructions. Right. It is right now. It is strapped to Raven's body.
While you go ahead and start reading some of the highlights of it, why don't you just tell Sean how to turn it on so we can get started?
Use advice. After starting the power on selection mode, use the first or second power to adapt. Then slowly press the strengthen button. So Raven is.
I feel that. I feel. Oh, what'd you put it on?
I'm trying to turn it up.
Well, it says
what number is it on?
It says if you want the fat.
Well, it hurts.
No, you have to put it on 5. That's the fat burning jitter. Fat burning jitter.
Don't turn it on 5 right away.
Do you want to burn fat?
Listen, I'm on 1 right now, and it's a lot. Oh, my gosh. It's like a lot.
The effect will be better.
You gotta be ready to rip this thing off me, man. If I think I'm gonna die. I mean, I seriously, I got heart issues.
Right. I said you should.
Why did you put it on?
Tattoo?
I feel it, man. Oh, you can't put it on, too.
Oh, my God. Look at his arms. Oh, my God. Look at his arms bulging.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
It's on one.
It's working. You're going to look like this guy in the picture.
All right. Listen, I'm going to give you the stomach real quick. Right, what? You got to take these arms off. They're killing me, man. They're killing me. I'm going to give you the stomach real quick.
Safety precautions.
I hope I don't go to the bathroom.
You're shaking.
All right. You're shaking. All right. Just go real quick.
Go to the belly. Go to the belly.
Get ready to rip it off.
Okay. Go to the belly. Turn it on. Do you want to do the
it's
fat?
On.
Let me see.
It's on.
Is it burning your fat?
I don't know. It might be killing me. There's no way I get to number five.
Oh, my gosh.
I want all the money in your pocket if you want me to go to number five right now.
I don't have any. Yes, you can have all the money in my pocket.
I'm on one. Keep reading.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here's some tips for eating healthily. Number two, stand for a half hour after dinner.
Oh, I'm on two.
Okay, so right now.
Keep going.
Raven is getting skinny.
Oh, my God.
You should fast for 4 hours before bed. Only eat high fiber cereal. Safety precautions.
That makes no sense. Why would I only eat cereal because I'm using this?
Do not use this product in the bathroom or places with high humidity.
I told you. Okay, I'm going number four.
Please
I'm
read the instructions carefully before use. I didn't. I just am skipping around the instructions.
Oh no.
This product cannot be airmailed.
Oh!
What is it? What number is it on?
It's on three.
I can't believe this has been discontinued from China. I didn't think China discontinued anything. Look at your stomach. Look at the fat burning mechanism.
This is not right. They wouldn't sell this in the United States. They wouldn't do it.
Raven, it says the effect will be better if the intensity is around 8 to 10.
What? No way. I'm going to 4. Here we go.
4. Go to 4.
Oh!
His whole body
is 5. 2 seconds. 5.
5.
Ah! All right.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three news stories. Here you go. Number one, shoplifting suspect claiming to play game at Walmart arrested.
I mean, of course it's a game, obviously, officer. You gotta let me go.
Number two, several Americans stranded on African island, cruise ship left without them.
What is up with that?
And number three, 9-year-old driver led police on chase so he could get to school.
Oh, that's nice. Aww. Almost makes grand larceny okay, right?
Okay, so three stories. Raven, which one do you want to hear about today?
I'm going to go with the cruise ship story there because I saw the headline, but I wasn't able to read up on it.
So 8 Americans were stranded on an African island when their cruise ship left without them. They were about an hour late getting back to the ship, and they were like on a private tour, but it was one of the private tours that the Norwegian ship doesn't run. Like they booked it privately.
Okay, right. I mean, I know that's a thing. Like you have to be back at your cruise ship or they will leave you.
Yeah. So here's one of the guys that got stranded talking about what happened.
The harbor master tried to call the ship. The captain refused the call. We sent emails to NCO. They said, well, the only way for us to get in touch with the ship is to send them emails. They're not responding to our emails.
So basically, they're over there.
Stuck on an island.
Well, the wild part about it is that if you watch like all these videos and all these like interviews, because there's a lot of them with these 8 passengers, that at one point they put them on like one of those, what do they call them, tenders?
Skiffs, the smaller boats.
Yeah. They refuse them. When they get them to the ship, they won't let them on because they're late. So the guy goes on and he says,
the captain could have made an easy decision to turn one of the tender boats back, pick us up, safely load us, and then go on the way. They had no port of call for the next day. They were simply going to be at sea.
So they've completely refused. But Raven, it gets wilder, okay?
I mean, come on.
It's been the worst experience of our lives to be abandoned like that in a strange country. Can't speak the language. It's Portuguese and African. We have no money. Our credit cards aren't accepted.
The credit cards don't work and they don't have cash. They're on the island. Yes. So I watched all these interviews. None of these people's credit cards worked.
Yeah.
So they were like basically just stranded. It took them, the ones that some of them found a way to get home.
Sure.
Others wanted to get back to the ship.
Right.
6 days it took them to get back to the ship by traveling through air, sea, and like whatever else to get back to the ship.
I mean, that's your vacation at that point.
Right.
The cruise itself is over. Like, I mean, I know that there's rules about this and I'm sure there's reasons. And I mean, you got to think that the captain has a reason when the boat arrives at the side of the cruise ship as to whether to load these people or unload these people. Like if they don't own the ship, Like, imagine if something terrible happens right there, then they're liable for all that, right?
But, I understand.
I mean, I don't know, though.
I read the comments. I read a lot of the comments.
Yeah.
Basically, they're chastising these people. They're like, well, you were an hour late. What do you think was going to happen? Like, yeah. That's the protocol. And I'm trying to remember who was telling me the story. I'm pretty sure it was my babysitter, Lindsay. But one of her favorite things to do is to sit with a glass of wine on, like, the deck of the cruise ship.
And to watch the people try and make it
running.
Back.
The people running, like, 100 miles per hour towards the ship to not miss the ship.
This is why I haven't cruised yet. Like, listen, casino on board, love that. Food, shows, all that makes sense. But I do like to go out and you know, explore a bit. And, I mean, I could see this happening to me.
Like, the people that I know that cruise love to cruise. But every time I hear a story like this, I'm like, oh, my gosh. Imagine you're stranded on an African island and you got to figure out without your credit cards or no cash how you're going to get back to the ship and it takes you 6 days.
Well, that's easy. I just live here now.
Oh.
This is where I live from now. That's it.
And college basketball's biggest night is underway.
The coolest mammals on the planet. There can be only one. Who will be the champion? It's Anna and Raven's Mammal Madness.
While the whole world is watching basketball for March Madness, around here, it's all about the mammals, looking to crown the greatest mammal of all time, according to you. And we are also down to the Final Four. Today, we have a huge matchup. Joining us from the Beardsley Zoo, our animal expert friend, Jim Knox. Now, Jim, we have the fourth seed, rhino. What can you tell us about the rhino?
Guys, rhinos are positively prehistoric, ancient survivors from a bygone era, amazing, amazing animal. Couple of cool facts about these guys. As big as they are, and they are massive, the world record white rhino tipped the scales at about 10,000 pounds.
Wow.
About the size of a mid-sized elephant. And these guys can run up to 40 miles an hour. Unstoppable.
I didn't know that rhinos were fast. I always assumed they were slow because they were ginormous.
They can really move.
Jim, like, how long can a rhino run at 40 miles per hour, right? Because we know the cheetah is like 15 seconds and then it's over. Like, how far can a rhino run? Are we talking a mile?
So these guys are not sprinters like the cheetah, but they're not endurance athletes like the African wild dog, right? So they're somewhere in between. Tenths of a mile, if not a mile or more, at a high speed, they're going to taper off, kind of like a racehorse. Imagine that. So 40 miles an hour for the sprint, but still be able to go 30-plus for quite some time.
I mean, more than enough to run me over, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
You and I both, right?
And they hung out with dinosaurs.
These guys are survivors from the ancient age of great mammals. So they have relatives going back many, many thousands and millions of years, like the Luchasaurus, which is the largest known rhino in the world, actually reached up to about 18 feet in height, weighed about 20 tons. So the largest land mammal ever to survive was actually a rhino, not an elephant.
Wow.
That rhino has some stiff competition. The number one seed, Norwal, which, Jim, for a long time I thought was a fake animal. I thought it was like a unicorn thing that we made up from the Elf movie.
For sure.
Anna, you're not alone. So many people think that these guys are imaginary beasts because of this amazing trait that they have, this tusk. Narwhals are actually known as unicorns of the sea. So if nothing else, they've got points for that, right? What a cool name. This tusk is amazing, and we actually are learning more about it every single day. We used to think they use a tusk to stab fish, catch their dinner. We now know through drone footage in the last year or so that they will use the tusk to stun fish, not stab them, but stun fish. It's the only straight tusk in the world, by the way. Elephants, walrus, all have a curved tusk. These guys are the only straight one, but here's what they use it for. They've got 10 million nerve endings on the tusk. They pass that through the water, and they can tell the water pressure, the salinity, so they can navigate through the water by following the water that gets channeled through their tusk, through the tiny little openings and passages in the tooth. And we believe that they can share information by touching their tusk from one narwhal to another.
Mm. Whoa.
It's like Bluetooth. It's like when you've got a bunch of photos and you want to airdrop them to your friend, and for whatever reason it's not picking up, but they're like, bump the tops of the iPhones together. It's the same thing, Anna.
No, seriously. You're it's nature's version of that. No joke. It's amazing.
I feel terrible for them just rolling around out there with this exposed tooth. At this point now, it sounds like they need a root canal, frankly, right? I mean, it's all sensitive and whatnot. Keep that in mind, people. When you run into a narwhal, don't bang its tooth.
Now it comes down to you. You're going to vote. What's making it to the championship game, the narwhal or the rhino? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, guys.
Still counting. It's so close. Okay. We're in the final four of Mammal Madness. It is up to you to who's going to the championship game. While the entire country is watching basketball, around here we're looking to crown the greatest mammal of all time.
I mean, I know where my vote's going, Anna. I'm going to go with the rhinoceros. I mean, if I want to hang out with a narwhal, I got to go to the ocean. The cold ocean, by the way. And I'm not down with that, okay? I can hang out with a rhinoceros right on the ground as long as he doesn't turn around and decide he wants to run me over because he can run 40 miles per hour.
So social media went to narwhal, but on the text line and the phone calls, rhinos, they are amazing and wonderful. I mean, I guess they are.
Yeah, they are great.
Yeah, my vote is for narwhal.
Yeah, very durable.
Yeah. I vote for rhino because my name is Regina. Okay.
Makes sense.
Yep.
There are worse reasons.
All right. Ultimately, by slim margins, it's going to go to rhino.
Woo!
An upset. Rhino is going to the championship game for Mammal Madness when it comes up on Monday. Woo! Oh, I'm sweating.
You're going to be all right.
This is Powerball. Tonight we have a truly life-changing jackpot for you. It is worth an estimated $1.131 billion.
Woo!
Spoiler alert. Nobody won it.
Oh, that means there's still a chance.
Well, that does mean there's a chance. Here are the numbers.
Good.
You should check your numbers anyway because they have a lot of the smaller prizes, and a lot of people won those, the million-dollar, $2 million prizes.
I mean, you wouldn't kick that out of bed.
Nope, of course not. 11, 62, 65, 38, 41. Powerball is 15. Multiplier is 3. But if you didn't play, like me, and you're like, all right, well, I still got a shot, the next drawing is on Saturday. It is for, right now, $1.23 billion.
Oh, that's going to go up, though.
And your chance of winning, wait for it, 1 in 292 million.
You could win something, though. I read that one of the chances of winning is like 1 in 29. So I could win $2.
You can win $2.
That's right.
Yeah, no,
well,
I mean,
that's not bad.
Right.
1 in 30. I'll take that shot.
I don't know.
Sprinkle a little of that $1.5 billion on top.
I got to be honest with you. I almost didn't even report it because I think that these jackpots have
gotten... You're a hater.
It's not that I'm a hater, but do you remember when the jackpots used to get this big?
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of hype and excitement around it. And lately, I don't know what it is. It's like every other week. It's another billionaire. It's another $1 billion.
I mean, you sound like the worst kind of problems a person could have. This is a good thing. You're acting like it's no big deal. If you win over $1 billion, guess what? Still a big deal.
You're not going to win. You're not going to win.
Wow.
One person is going
to
win.
And so because of that, Anna refuses to talk about it moving forward on the show. Are you listening?
Speaking
of, people understand.
Of billionaires. Speaking of billionaires.
Yes.
Forbes released their list of top billionaires, and there was somebody new on that list.
Okay.
Taylor's a mastermind and a first-time billionaire, according to Forbes. With an estimated worth of $1.1 billion, the Eras Tour earned her $190 million after taxes. Tay is the first person to make the Billionaire Club solely on songwriting and performing.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think about that. Think about what that means. The first person to ever do that based on songwriting. That means bigger than Michael Jackson, bigger than the Beatles, bigger than any of those entities.
I was looking at like the list of everybody, and all I kept thinking was, you know, it says like your genre, how you made your money.
Mm-hmm.
So next to Taylor Swift, it says music. I go, imagine right underneath her is me. It's Anna Zapp, and it just says lottery. Like, what then?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. But guess what? Let's talk about the top three people on the list. Now, this is like the overall billionaire list, right?
Yes, this is the richest people on the planet.
Yeah, I was really surprised by number one. Who do you think is number four?
Number four?
Yeah.
Probably Bezos at this point. I mean, given the day.
Zuckerberg. Bezos is number three.
Okay.
Number two is Elon.
Yep.
Guess who's number one? You're not going to guess.
Shaw something.
No. Bernard Arnault. And if you're trying to figure out who that is, he's the guy that's in charge of the Louis Vuitton empire with 75 different fashion houses and cosmetic brands.
What?
Including, obviously, Louis Vuitton, but Sephora, too. And all I could think about as I was reading this, I go, the tweens. The tweens did it. They made this guy a billionaire by buying all the Drunk Elephant.
To make more than those other ones?
$233 billion he's worth.
It seems like a typo.
Have you walked into a Sephora lately? All you see is teenagers and tweens buying stuff.
I mean, all right.
They
Have
did
you
it.
Looked at the sky lately? All you see is SpaceX. I mean, all right. I mean, either way, hey, big money.
Congratulations to Taylor. She deserved it. Unlike me, who will just win the lottery on Saturday.
I want to be number five on that list.
One couple.
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Is organic worth it? Tara and Sasha. Tara, let's start with you. What's going on?
Well, I recently decided to sort of change the way our family is, you know, fueling our body. So I decided to really go towards all organic, all natural. And my hubby is not into this idea at all. And he's acting like I'm just making this up.
Sasha.
But I mean, of course it is.
What's going on? She's just trying to make your family healthier.
Okay. Harvard studies, right? Harvard studies. Well, sure, you can look this up. This isn't me saying this. That there's no reliable evidence that organic foods are more nutritious or safer to eat. So basically, she's buying into marketing BS.
That is so crazy to me. I can show you documentaries, books that I've read on the topic. How can you prefer food that, like, has additives and all these chemicals and preservatives and everything put in over just, like, natural food?
You can show me documentaries. I can show you science-based research articles from the PubMed Central, which is the foremost, most strongest research.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. You don't even know. You don't even get it out.
So, Sasha, so is your main reason for not wanting to eat organic is that you're denying the science? Because, I mean, what's the difference, right? If you're eating, you're eating.
It's the money. Can you just say it's the money? Like, that's what the problem is.
Well, yeah. I mean, the money is that's an extra $40 a week. Of course.
I like that all of a sudden, expensive. Because of the cash, like, Sasha decided to start Googling everything organic.
He's like, I'm gonna bolster my argument here.
Again, I'm telling you, there's no point if it's not actually helping you. Look at the research.
Harvard study and pub study found.
Right. Listen, I'll just say that, you know, anything, any position that you find anywhere, you can obviously find opposing viewpoints. I mean, I'm with that. The cash is a real thing, though.
Right,
I mean, organic is expensive. And some of the stuff, I do wonder whether or not it's, you know, real or worth it.
I'll be honest with you, Sasha, and I'm going to get so much criticism for this, but I don't spend the extra money for organic. I wash it really good, and I hope that it's doing what it's supposed to do. I just think, like, when I look at a thing of strawberries and they're like $9, I can't do it.
Yeah.
It's too much money. So I'm kind of with you, Sasha, not because of the science and all that. I do believe that they make extra steps to make those things healthier. But when you're looking at that kind of cash, it's a lot of money.
Listen, I try and do the, like, no antibiotics ever, chicken, that kind of stuff. But, you know, there's a lot of questions here, right? And marketing is a thing. They want to make you fearful of dying. And that's an easy thing because that's built into you, right? So eat this way and you'll live longer. It's a great plan for a business.
Yeah, but it's true, though. Like, if you eat healthy, you're going to be healthier. And he wants me to, like, make a PowerPoint presentation that I'm supposed to, like, prove to him that that's true. But it's just common sense.
Right, that sounds like he's just trying to put you in the weeds and slow you down.
100%.
What do you think? Buying organic, worth it or not?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
So many issues. To buy organic or not to buy organic. That is the discussion between Tara and Sasha. So Tara spends about an extra $40 a week on buying organic fruits and vegetables. And she thinks that she's doing what's healthy for the family and what's important. But Sasha disagrees and he's got stats.
Sasha says, listen, I could Google this, I could Google that. And it doesn't say that there's actually anything that we can quantify to say that we're going to live longer or be healthier or whatever. And of course, it's costing us 40 extra bucks a week.
Yeah. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Lauren.
Well, I'll tell you that I'm a registered dietitian and a pediatric specialist, and I have to agree with Sasha. There is no evidence that organic produce will make you live longer. In fact, the only good epidemiological evidence we have about diet is eating a lot of fruits and vegetables. So it doesn't matter whether it's organic or not. It's just, are you eating a lot of those foods because that replaces the junk food in your diet?
Okay.
And and it is seen as a waste of time. But you could go organic with something called a dirty dozen, which is a list of foods that are known to be like the most quote-unquote dirty, and just focus on those foods, and then the rest is a waste of time.
I just wonder, is there no study because we haven't lived long enough to have that study yet? Just me.
Who set are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Is it worth it to buy organic? That is the problem between Tara and Sasha. Sasha is frustrated that his wife Tara spends an extra $40 a week on organic produce and fruits and vegetables, all of that. And he started like quoting Harvard studies. He was like, this Harvard study says it's not even really organic, and we don't really know what the farmers are doing.
Published on this date, and then also in the science, whatever. You know what? I mean, listen, the money is a real thing, right? $40 a week, let's call it 50 or whatever, $200 a month. You know, you can see the math here. It all adds up with things being more expensive. It stresses people out. But is it still the best choice for you health-wise?
Yeah, because Tara thinks it is. She thinks it's what's best for her family, and that he's just being cheap. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Jessica, whose side are you on?
I think there's a difference between buying organic and buying whole foods. I don't buy into the whole organic because farmers are going to do what farmers are going to do. The label means nothing. But in terms of additives and eating healthy, as long as you eat whole foods that aren't terribly processed, she's fine.
Do you think of farmers as liars?
I seem like we were attacking farmers for a minute. I don't know.
I feel like farmers are honest people. Hey, Natalie, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
Oh, my gosh. You have to buy organic. I do a lot of reading about it. I don't know where this guy is getting his information. It sounds pretty sketch. Mm-hmm. But they say you either pay for it now in your groceries or you pay for it later in your health. So even if right this moment you're not like, oh, wow, I feel so different from eating organic, down the line, it's going to really pay off. I 100% buy into it. And, Anna, you got to buy the strawberries organic. Have you ever heard of the Dirty Dozen?
Oh, gosh. I know, Natalie, but why are they so much money? Why can't they just be on sale? How can they never go on sale?
Don't guilt us here, Natalie. Don't guilt us. Oh, have a great day.
You know I have to now, right? Now that she said that. You know. That you know me well enough.
And listen, the people on Okinawa, they live to be 110, right? They don't have any manufactured cucumbers over there.
Rebecca, whose side are you on? Are you also going to guilt me into buying organic because it works?
I'm not going to guilt anyone into doing anything. I come from a family of farmers and butchers, and you have to read closely as to what the FDA considers organic before you buy organic.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, answer one question for us. Farmers, liars or not?
Tell us the truth.
Tell us the truth.
It depends on the farmer you ask.
Oh, my God. Some farmers are liars.
Jessica was right.
I didn't know it.
Yeah. All right.
I can't believe it. Thank you for sharing.
Thanks, Rebecca.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Sasha, our audience agreed with you. Ironically, people agreed that there's not enough science there and it is very expensive. And because of that, you got to back off a little bit, Tara, or at least make some kind of compromise where it's not everything that you're buying is organic.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm really surprised about this. But yeah, I mean, I guess I can pick and choose and not do the whole thing organic.
Sasha, you got to be happy. You're going to be saving some cash.
Oh, yeah, thank God, finally. I mean, I don't know if I'll be saving that much cash because there's a whole other department that we have to talk about with her as well, but that's for another time.
Yeah, well, now you can call your buddies up at Harvard, let them know that you're real stoked about it. Right?
All right, if you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Can't Be Raven Cash Jackpot is $300 thanks to Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in 14 days. 5 luxurious scents available online and in stores near you. Dina, you ready to play?
Absolutely.
Let's do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, would you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, Dina.
Okay. So Raven is going to walk out of the studio. When that door closes, he won't be able to hear us. It's a soundproof studio. It's 5 questions. You just need to get more right than Raven, but ties do go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you have 3 seconds for each question. Number one, Tori Spelling is divorcing Dean McDermott after 18 years, and she's been talking about it a whole lot on a podcast. She was Donna Martin on what television franchise?
Oh, my God. I know that one. I can't think. I don't know.
Number two, Meghan Markle launched a new lifestyle brand called American Riviera Orchard. She's married to which prince?
Prince Henry.
Number three, Jay Leno filed for conservatorship to manage his wife's estate after her dementia diagnosis. When Jay Leno left The Tonight Show in 2009, who took his place?
Johnny Carson.
Number four.
I know.
Oh, God. Number four, Beyonce was reportedly inspired by Jack White when writing Cowboy Carter, so she sent him flowers as a thank you. Jack White was the guitarist and lead singer of what band?
No idea.
And number five, a Matrix 5 film is in the works. In the first Matrix movie, what two color pills does Morpheus offer to Neo?
White and black.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
I didn't get none right, did I?
I don't think you got any right, but let me just double check something.
Not great.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Hold on, I just want to check something really quick.
Embarrassing.
Huh. No, I can't. I can't even give you that. No, zero. You're done right.
Okay, let's go.
Number one, Tori Spelling is divorcing Dean McDermott after 18 years and talks about it in a podcast. She was Donna Martin on what television franchise?
Beverly Hills 90210.
That's right. Number two, Meghan Markle launched a new lifestyle brand, American Riviera Orchard. She's married to what prince?
Harry.
Harry is right. She said Henry, and I wasn't sure. Is Harry right? No, I just looked it up online. No, he's Harry.
Yes.
Number three, Jay Leno filed for conservatorship to manage his wife's estate after her dementia diagnosis. That story is honestly heartbreaking.
It is very, very sad, but, I mean, they've lived a long life together.
When Jay Leno left The Tonight Show in 2009, who took his place?
It was Jimmy Fallon, right?
No, Conan O'Brien.
Oh, right.
Right. Number four. She said Johnny Carson.
Nope, that's backwards.
Number four, Beyonce was reportedly inspired by Jack White when writing Cowboy Carter, so she sent him flowers as a thank you. Jack White was the guitarist and lead singer of what band?
White Stripes.
And number five, a Matrix 5 film is in the works. In the first Matrix movie, what two-color pills does Morpheus offer to Neo?
The red pill or the blue pill?
That's right.
I can't believe that they're talking about a fifth movie there. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Dina. He beat you 5-0 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
All right, I'm Dean, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $400 tomorrow, Anna.